Chapter 1. Journey to the Holy Mountain. The invitations are always available. They never run out. No one knows how the stack of parchment papers are not ruined by rain, snow, or wind, or how they are replenished, but they continue to rest upon the stone bench at the base of Mount Amarant, the holy dwelling of the Eternal One, where the residents of the village of Opacity often pass. Many simply hurry by without a glance. Some stand a moment to wonder, gazing up at the high golden peak, blanketed in tall purple-red flowers. A few have tried to destroy the invitations, only to suffer destruction themselves. Others, though not many, stop and read the invitation, consider its offer, and choose to make the journey. It reads, "The Eternal One invites all seekers to his dwelling. Passage will be granted to his holy mountain, Mount Amarant, to those who complete their journey having fully obeyed the precepts on this parchment. Once you begin your journey, a guide will appear along the way. Be alert. He will provide the assurance you need to arrive at my holy mountain safely. Warning! The Eternal One watches everything you do. He gives strength to those who follow his truth completely. Do not allow yourself to be sidetracked once you begin, even for a moment. It will lead to darkness. Who may enter my holy dwelling? Those who speak the truth and do what is right. Those who neither tell lies nor speak poorly of others. Those who reject all who change any part of the Eternal One's words. Those who keep promises and do not change their mind, even if it hurts them. Those who do not accept a gift, even if needed, if it means hurting someone else. If you follow these precepts, you will not be shaken and will live together with the Eternal One forever. I will give you a new name and write it in the Book of Life as a guarantee of your place in my eternal home, and I myself will walk with you all your days during your stay in the village of Opacity."
"Avi?"
"Yes, daughter," replied Sharita's father.
"Why did you take the journey to the Eternal One?"
Sharita held the invitation in her hand, pondering its contents.
"Why did you pick up the invitation?"
Avi asked.
I'm not sure. I've passed it by all my life, but ever since I turned 13 a few months ago, the great mountain seems bigger and more beautiful. I feel strange things when I pass by, almost like the flowers are singing, stirring something inside me."
"Ah, yes."
Avi's eyes closed. He recalled the same drawing feeling he too felt so many years ago.
"He calls, but not all hear."
"I don't hear anything, Avi. I just feel something."
"No one hears the Eternal One through their ears, my daughter. He doesn't speak to ears. He speaks to hearts."
Their eyes met. At that moment, they looked deeply into the window of each other's soul. Avi shared more insight with his daughter than could be contained in any book. She felt like one surrounded by a familiar flock of birds singing their usual morning praises, but this time she clearly understood their language and entered fully into their joy. It made her heart soar. Avi hugged his daughter. Sharita not only heard his physical heart beating, but she also heard much deeper into his soul heart.
"I understand," she said softly as they separated.
"Your journey will be different than mine," said Avi. "Eternal One has designed a unique path suited for each seeker to follow. You must perceive it in your own heart and follow the way he will show you. Come, it's time to prepare."